I'm thinking about you again. It's kind of becoming a problem. I mean, not the thinking about you part, but the again part. The part where I feel like I'm always thinking about you. About how sweet you are. How you make me laugh. How you make me. I guess I didn't realize that I was starving until I tasted your attention. Now I think I might be addicted. And you told me that you get hard thinking about me. That hearing my voice gets you hard. That you get off listening to me. You have no idea how much I love hearing that. Makes me feel so good. And I know I've been busy lately, distracted, not as attentive as I have been in the past, but it's quiet now. It's late. There's no one else asking anything of me for the rest of the day, so I have time to think about you, to think about what I want. You asked me that recently, and I don't know that I gave you a full answer. But I was thinking about it today. I was thinking about you today, and it sort of dawned on me the best way to explain it. I just want to be wanted. No, not wanted. I want to be desired. I want to be with someone who gets feral at the thought of me, who wants to rip my clothes off and fuck me on every surface of the house the minute we're alone. I mean, isn't that what everyone wants? At least a little bit. I want to be with someone who knows how to tease me when we're out together. You know, little touches on my hips or the back of my neck, insides of my wrist. I can't stand those couples who are all over each other in public. It makes me so uncomfortable. But little teases like that, subtle, barely noticeable to anyone else, like a game no one else can tell we're playing. That shit makes me crazy. You can see why, right? You can imagine what I'm saying? Close your eyes and think about it. I just want to know that you want me. I don't want to have to guess or doubt myself. I don't want to have to wonder if you're as into me as I'm into you. I want to be able to look for you in a crowded room and find that you're already looking at me. I want to meet your eyes and know exactly what you're thinking. I want my stomach to do a fun little flip because I just know that I'm in trouble as soon as we get home. Good trouble, of course. You know, the kind of trouble where we barely make it through the door because we're already so caught up in each other. I want you to drop whatever modicum of self-control you were exercising and pin me up against the wall the second the door is locked. I want you running your hands all over me, your lips on every inch of skin they can touch. Doesn't that sound good? And it doesn't just have to be about me. It shouldn't just be about me. You should take what you want too. You should push me down on my knees and help me undo your pants. Put your hands in my hair, grip it nice and tight, nice and hard, like you know I like. And push your cock into my mouth. I won't protest at all. You know that, right? You should know I want you to feel wanted, desired. Too. Because I do want you very much. And we can stay there if you want. You can fuck my mouth, panting and groaning while I'm taking you all the way to the back of my throat. You can tell me how badly you wanted this, how much you needed this, needed me like this on my knees, giving in to every tug on my hair, every jolt of your hips that jams your cock further into my mouth. I want you to feel like you're holding back just a little. I know you don't want to come yet, but you taste so good, and I want you to. Not worried about me right now. Just let me do this for you. Let me give you what you want. And I'll trust you to take care of me later. So yeah, I'd want you to come in my mouth. I want you to lose control and let out one of those sexy choked moans while I'm stroking and sucking you through it, looking right at you the whole time. Are you getting a clear picture of what I want yet? Or should I keep going? Fuck it. I've come this far. Might as well finish the fantasy. So once you're spent and I've swallowed everything you had to give me, oh God, I want to hear that sigh of relief. I want to know I satisfied you. And then I want you to pull me up again and kiss me. Taste yourself on my tongue. And I want your hands on me again, please. On my face, on my neck, squeezing my tits, squeezing my ass. I want you to be so desperate to get me out of my clothes that you're almost tearing them off. Wouldn't it be fun to stumble into the kitchen together? Push me out of the table and let me spread my legs for you so you can see how wet you've made me. It's a good thing you tore those panties off me because they're fucking ruined now, thanks to you. No, I'm not complaining. Especially if you get down on your knees now. You want to know what I taste like? You want to kiss the insides of my thighs and hear all the little sounds I make when I want something? You can tease me a little if you want. Not too much, but a little. I like little nips and bites on my thighs. Little souvenir for me to run my fingers over tomorrow and remember this. Remember how you looked when you were kissing my pussy the same way you kissed my mouth? I bet you're so good with that tongue. I want to feel it just teasing me right at the center. I want you to kiss my clit and take your time like you're making a map with your mouth. You can go anywhere you want. Just don't fucking stop. But you wouldn't do that to me, would you? You wouldn't get me so hot and so wet and not let me come on your tongue, would you? No, I don't think you would. I think you like me too much to torture me like that. No, I think you'd hear the way I was moaning for you, feel my nails against your scalp, holding you in place, begging you not to stop, and you'd give me what I need. I think you'd push your fingers into me and seal those pretty lips around my clit and suck on it. Yeah, I think you'd do that just right. Pumping your fingers in and out of me while you're giving my clit all the attention it deserves. You're gonna have to forgive me. I can't help but touch myself when I'm thinking about this. Pretending my fingers are yours, wishing you were here to fuck me with your tongue. And you'd tell me, wouldn't you? If listening to all of this has made you hard. You'd tell me. If you were stroking your cock, listening to me talk about how sweetly I want you to eat my pussy. You can tell me how good it feels. How you wish it was my hand instead of yours. Or maybe my mouth. I love this fantasy. I keep playing it over and over. I keep thinking about how you'd be hard again after you made me come all over your face and your fingers. Thinking about how you'd stand up and take your cock out again while I'm still trying to catch my breath. Probably still giggling from how good I feel. You know how I laugh when I come. I can't help it. It's just too fun. I feel too good. But I'm thinking about how as I'm laying there, still feeling this orgasm, like sparks all the way to the tips of my fingers and toes, you'd be stroking your cock, looking at me, looking at what a mess I am, all flushed and dazed and still soaking fucking wet because of you. Do you think I look pretty like this? So pretty, you want to grab my hips and sink that big beautiful cock into my tight little pussy? Oh, you can imagine what kind of sounds I'd make if you did that, can't you? I want to feel every perfect hard inch as you thrust in slowly at first, teasing me again, pulling out almost all the way till just the tip's inside, and listening the way I'd whimper, try to close my legs around your waist, wanting to pull you in again. Maybe you'd tease my sensitive little clit with the tip of your cock, make me squeal and beg. Yes, I would beg. I would beg for you to come back inside. And I know you would. I know you think you could resist me and tease me for longer, but you wouldn't. You'd want to feel me again too badly. You'd want to slide in again and feel all that slick heat and listen to the sound I make when you're that deep. I want to hear how good I feel. I want to hear how badly you've wanted to fuck me all night. Please tell me. Tell me why you're starting to move faster. Tell me how you thought about dragging me into a coat closet or some dark corner and taking me right there. Tell me about how you've been thinking about me at work, even when you know you shouldn't be. I want to hear every filthy thought you've had about me while I'm begging you to go harder. I'm so wet thinking about this. Thinking about you fucking me and making my tits bounce with each thrust. I don't even care how long you last this time. I'm halfway gone as it is. You feel so fucking good. You want to go faster? You want to make the table rattle, fill the room with the sound of your skin slapping against mine? That sounds delicious. Would you open your mouth for me if I held up my hand? Let me put my fingers between your lips so you can get them nice and wet before I press them to my clit again. I'm rubbing my clit right now, thinking about it. I am so close to coming for you. I know you want to hear it. I want to hear you too. I want to listen to your breathing get shorter and heavier. Those sexy little moans you try and hide. Oh, God, they're like fucking candy to me. Please let me hear you. Please. But where do you want to come? You want to come on my stomach? Or do you want me to push my big tits together and ask you to come all over them? Or maybe my face. Yeah. You want to pull out and shove me to the ground again? Pump your cock nice and fast until you let go and come all over my pretty face? Yeah, I think that's what I want. Yeah, I want you to come on my face. I want you to know how much I want you. How much I'd do anything you wanted if you asked me. Anything, though. So you think about that, baby. Think about my mouth wide open, my tongue begging for your sweet cum all over my face. Thank you for letting me tell you all that. You're such a good listener. You're so much fun to play with. I'll have to think up some other things I want you to do to me. Because I have so much fun telling you about them.